Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter, Chut Meznayim shel Zehovim. Meznayim is a scale. Zov is gold. Chut is a cord. Chut Meznayim shel Zehovim. The cord of a goldsmith's scale. So for whatever reason, when you measured gold, you held the scale in your hand. You held it by a rope on top, and then there was like a beam that went sideways, and on both sides of the beam, you had a chain that came down, and there was like a little plate hanging from each chain, and that's what works for gold. So the chut meznayim shel zehovim, this string that the goldsmith holds the scale with, v'shel shoikli argom antoiv, and also a similar type of scale that was used by those who would weigh expensive purple wool. We've had this a few times, that the purple wool was very expensive. It's like the Mishnah shalish its boys. This is a small scale. And the cord, that's part of the first three widths of a finger, that's part of the keli. Any more than that is no longer connected to the keli. Right, it's like the Mishnah yad ha-kardai me'acharav. Kardai is an axe. Well, let's say a hatchet. So the person's holding the handle of this hatchet. So normally you hold the handle at one point, and you keep your hand one tefach away from the blade. How much stick do you need underneath your hand when you're holding the hatchet? Now, we're talking about a smaller axe that you use to chop little things. You're not cutting down a big palm tree with this. So here's the shear of Shalosh's boys. So again, Yad HaKardoim Me'achrav. The part of the handle that's underneath the holding point. The shear is Shalosh Etzbois, and if it's a very long handle, and being that you hold it a tefach away from the blade, and you have more than three Etzbois underneath your hand, so the part that's more than three Etzbois is not considered a yad to the X, and should Tumah touch the blade itself, only the blade, and the part of the handle up until three Etzbois from underneath your hand, is going to become tummy. So basically, to put it in different words, how much of the handle from the blade downwards is considered part of the axe? Two tvachim plus three finger widths. One tefach, we said, is the space between the top of your hand and the blade. Your hand itself is a tefach. That's actually what a tefach means. And three fingers underneath. If it's longer than that, underneath, it's not part of it. Now really, why would I need any part underneath where I'm holding it? And the answer is, to get a good grip on something, you have to have a little bit of the wood coming out underneath.